And welcome to Community Kitchen. You're with Annette, and we're talking autumn. Food loves, everyone loves a really good soup, but the base of any good soup is the stock. Stock can come in all different varieties. I like a beef stock. I like to roast off the bones because it just seems to release all those fantastic flavours. And usually it takes a little time to roast them in the oven, but it really is nice to do that for about an hour. I usually use a little bit of oil on there. You can put onions in there if you want. You can put all lots of goodies. A lot of the times I just do that straight with the bones. And then I start to use the usual suspects, like your onion peeled and cut up, the carrot. A leek gives a different flavour to a normal onion. It just adds to. Stick of celery, some parsley stalks, some fresh thyme, a bay leaf, some peppercorns, and about 6 litres of water to about 2 kilos of beef stock, beef bones. With your thyme and bay leaf, of course, you're going to take these out at the end. So what I find if I'm doing a stock, I leave them in a larger stalk because what that allows you to do is actually take that out much easier. But if you put that into a large stock pot, bring to the boil, then reduce to a gentle simmer and simmer uncovered. But what I normally do is I get a round of baking paper, put it on the top, the parchment. What it does, it keeps the flavours in and the cooking a little bit more even, but it doesn't boil over as you would do with a normal big pot. Now, chicken stock's another thing. You can make chicken stock all different ways, and I'm sure if you've ever joined me on Community Kitchen, we've talked about doing the Haynese chicken, where you use your chicken, a whole chicken, and you're using that, cooking that and poaching that with some Chinese flavours. But if you're making a straight chicken stock, just use your chicken carcass. If you don't have a carcass, you can use the leftover roasting bones of a cooked chook. You can use necks, whatever you want. I find that I'll cook a chicken or I'll buy a whole chicken and you can bone it down, put into a few different parts. But same situation is you're going to be cooking the beef stock for about 4 hours to really get that full flavour. If you're doing the chicken, really a couple of hours is enough. And then I find that I strain it. I let it sit for a while, of course, cool it down and strain it. And then you find you get that real gelatinous stock when it sets. Absolutely beautiful. Now, fish stock's a different thing to deal with. Each of these stocks is making probably about 1 to 2 litres. Prep time for the fish stock, because once again you're going to use the fish heads and bones, and you can go to your fishmonger and ask for that. But it's the same principle, but you're only cooking that for about an hour. You can do it with prawn heads and shells, and you really need to mush them down a little bit to get that flavour. But once you've got your stock, if I do stock, I usually make quite a few containers, because then if you want to make a risoni or a risotto, or use your soup to start your stock off straight away to make a soup, you've got it all prepared, and it's not that big a deal to actually prepare a soup. So we're going to be talking about using these stocks and changing things around a little bit, because you'll find with your Asian foods, Asian soups, you want to sort of add a little bit more in there, like a little bit more ginger, coriander stalks, and we'll talk about those flavours a little later in the podcast. But at the moment, let's just think about getting our stock together, and don't be afraid to actually collect your bones and throw them in a good snap lock, so when you do go to make the stock, you've got some soup bones, you've got some chicken carcasses, you've got some fish heads, you've got some fish bones, you've got all these things that you can just drop straight in to the pot and actually create your stock.